This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98
FM.
They might be giants and birdhouse in your soul. It's 17 minutes past three, this lovely Wednesday afternoon. The sun's shining, and hopefully on the line, I've got a lovely lady by the name of Jen. Are you there, Jen?
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. I can hear you. I've got it right.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Sorry I cut you off.
That's okay, no problem.
So anyway, you've got this new single coming out. Called Homeless Worldwide, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. Homeless Worldwide and Friends.
That's right. So we call it Friends because what happened was is I started phoning around to bring on artists for the single, and so many artists just dropped everything they're doing to support us. Some cancelled holidays, some changed flights, some have driven from the other side of the UK, and the support we've had has been overwhelming. It's something they really believe in, and some of the artists have been homeless themselves or have suffered something similar, so they can resonate.
Well, that's awesome.
This project we're doing, yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. Who have you got on the single?
We've got Heather Small, we've got Lee Ryan, Peter Andre, Newton Faulkner, Simple Minds, which is the drummer Mel Gaynor, Judd Lander, who did the harmonica for Culture Club.
I saw that, I saw the video.
Yeah, and Ray Lewis, the original Drifter.
Love Ray.
We've got a team of people that, you know, came on board. The London Community Gospel Choir. We also had the head of the New York Gospel Choir fly in.
Wow.
And the music will direct the video. So, absolutely amazing.
So, what instigated you to do this then?
The last time I saw my brother when he was alive was August 2017.
Right.
And he always wanted to be in a recording studio, and he sang this song to me most of my life. And when he was homeless, he'd sing this song and many others at the top of his voice to people walking by. I felt this is a very poignant song for the homeless and for him.
Oh, that's brilliant.
This would have been his dream, and to do this for his memory.
Oh, and how long, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been without your brother?
He died in December 2017, but I wasn't told till nearly the end of March. And it's, you know, doing this process of trying to build a homeless foundation and put a single together, working 17, 18 hours a day, which I was with Lisa Voice as well. Has been incredibly emotional because there's constant reminders there.
Of course.
Pictures and talking about him and having to mention him. So it's still incredibly raw for me.
But do you find it part of the healing process as well?
I don't know, because I still look for him.
Yeah. I know. I have an empathy there with you. I lost my brother a few years ago, but I know it was different circumstances. But yes, it's still the same. It's your sibling. At the end of the day.
Yeah, but I feel sad for the homeless too, because, you know, he told me some awful stories that people spat on him and they kicked him and they threw things at him, and he was treated like a dog on many occasions.
So there's a lot of nasty.
And he's a beautiful person.
Yes, I can believe that. There's a lot of nasty people out there in the world. They don't stop to think that person that's sitting under a pile of blankets, sitting under a cardboard box, standing there looking like they could do with a good wash, there is a story behind there, and there's a reason that person is there. And they don't think of that.
He came from a very, very loving family. What brought him to the streets was he came home from work one day and his partner was dead on the sofa.
Oh.
And this was the love of his life, and he tried to resuscitate her, and he couldn't. And he never recovered from it. And he just ended up on the streets, roaming around. I tried to find him and search for him. Then he'd lose his phone, and then we put him in somewhere, and we gave him a flat, and then he'd disappear. But when he was found in Shepherd's Bush, and he was found wearing two bracelets supporting the homeless and the veterans.
Bless him. So this single, when is it coming out? When can people actually buy it?
Friday. Friday is the best time. Obviously, that's the day it's going to be released.
Yes.
You know, what's important also is all the proceeds will be going to the homeless, and also the smaller outreach charities that actually pick the homeless up off the streets, as well as Salvation Army and Shelter. They're struggling. There's a massive dip in donations.
Wow.
In January and February. People think that the homeless are just homeless at Christmas. They're not. It's all year round.
Well, of course.
January and February is the coldest time of the year. And this is really, really important because this thing will raise awareness, as will homeless worldwide. There's a donate link that can donate there. Or, you know, purchase a single
So apart from iTunes, where can people buy the singles?
There's over 40 platforms. So, you know, you have Spotify, you can go to YouTube, and there's a buy now click link that they can click on at the beginning of the video. Amazon, it's everywhere. It'd be very easy accessible for them.
And is it just on the digital format, or is there a hard copy going around
no,
as well?
It's digital format.
Okay.
But as long as they put in Homeless Worldwide and Friends, He Ain't Heavy is My Brother, they'll find it.
That's absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you for coming on today and telling us about this and exactly the story behind it, because it's good to know, it's good to be charitable, but it's good to know why you're giving to this charity and the reasons you should be. And I've already ordered mine. I've ordered it on iTunes.
Thank you so much. And I hope everybody else does, because it will make a difference.
Thank you. It really will. Thank you, Jen.
Don't
hang up. I'll speak to you in a minute just off air. I'm going to play the single now. Homeless Worldwide and Friends. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. And Peter Andre opens the song up. Thank you for joining me on the phone today. And hopefully we'll speak again once the single's done its job.
Fantastic. Thank
you. You're more than welcome. Take care.
Is long with a many a winding turn
that leads us to who knows where, who knows where.